Section 10. God the Absolute. The Deity Absolute and God the Absolute are related, but they are not the same. Let's go back to our discussion of reality. Do you remember that we talked about how the I Am moved away from a part of infinity and into another part of infinity? Well, the part that he moved into we call the Qualified Absolute. Qualified because he moved into it. We still more often refer to this Qualified Absolute as the Deity Absolute. The two terms are not quite the same, but they are close. This Deity Absolute is the zone or area in which all deity acts, Father, Son, Spirit, and Trinity. When you think of the relationship of the Deity Absolute to God the Absolute, you might think of it this way. The Deity Absolute is a foundation on which God the Absolute is being erected. The foundation is eternal and existential. It never had a beginning. The structure that is being erected on this foundation is experiential. It certainly does have a beginning. Here, then, is the picture. We have an existential foundation, the Deity Absolute. On this foundation there is being erected an experiential structure. This structure is God the Absolute. The Deity Absolute, the foundation, is before and after all experience. God the Absolute would be experienceable, would be knowable, in some manner or other by experiencing beings. If and when God the Absolute comes into existence, it will be because a second experiential trinity has come into full being. You will remember that we talked about a first experiential trinity in connection with God the Ultimate? Well, we are now talking about a second experiential trinity in connection with God the Absolute. We will tell you about both of these experiential trinities in Section 12 of this simplification. It is enough for this discussion to note that they are something different from the Paradise Trinity of Father, Son, and Spirit. If this second experiential trinity, the Absolute Trinity, should ever go to work in a full sense, then it would really mean something. What would it mean? It would mean that divinity was no longer being revealed to the universes in a partial or relative sense, in a diluted way. It would mean that divinity, truth, beauty, and goodness, was being revealed in an absolute sense, in an undiluted way. It would mean something more. It would also indicate that meanings were completely unified. How would meanings be unified? Well, for example, the love of God and the justice of the Trinity are bound to look different to a human being. The law of deity and the love of God do not always look alike out in time and space. Material gravity and spiritual love seem to obey different laws. If meanings were completely unified, then all these things would be seen to be acting in accordance with a basic unified law. So we have the picture of divinity being revealed in an absolute, undiluted sense and meanings being unified in a final sense. But how about values? We are not so sure that values could all be tied together. Why not? Well, we come back to the fact that God the Absolute is being erected on the foundation of the Deity Absolute. The Deity Absolute is the Qualified Absolute, that part of infinity into which the I Am moved. We have never been informed that this Qualified Absolute is the same as the Infinite. But of this much we are sure. You cannot get to absolute values without going beyond ultimate destinies. This is the only way to get to absolute meanings and final spirituality. And until these are reached, there is no use even talking about absolute values. You will remember that we told you that God the Ultimate is comprehensible to absonite beings. Well, there are beings that are higher than absonite. We call them super-absonite. God the Absolute is understandable to such super-absonite beings, but we cannot even talk about God the Absolute without getting involved in the Deity Absolute. Now we are getting into something that is far above even our powers of understanding. We therefore hesitate to become deeply involved in these matters which are so very far above the level of human comprehension.